live from Lucy Hilary, Florida, the Bronze Art Studio, episode 108, Fearing Self-Travel. We talk about going to California. Congressman Mike Pence shows up. Silky Smooth empties buckets. And what's the best way to pay your bills? You can find us at snortcoffee.com, at snortcoffee on Twitter.
Under 7551-1040. Text it. Be swell. And that's it.
Thanks. For.
We were relatively early to that party, but we were definitely behind Halliburton.
Yeah.
Which is just our word for
it, the term. Machine.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You have a name now.
From now on, we will refer to you as Halliburton.
Yes. It's like, no, we're a subsidiary of Halliburton.
Everybody pays Halliburton, even us, even the machine.
Satan's a subsidiary of Halliburton.
Jesus, we got to damn more people. The Halliburton's breaking my balls over these fucking quarterly numbers. Jeez. Jesus, like, what? Come back and help.
Nothing.
You're on the other.
Blasphemy, or wait, name in vain, whatever that one is. Sorry.
My bad.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Oh, yeah.
It's Snort Coffee. New name, same great taste. It's not even that new a name anymore.
No, not at this point.
Mm.
They still call WHIO 95.7, 1290 WHIO is still the new 95.7 FM.
Over the past 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, seriously.
Apparently.
Fuckers, yeah, okay. Well, we got Joel and Silky Smooth and me. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
You gotta tell people. You gotta get. That's what you're doing right now.
Ending phrases.
You're gonna tell people.
Who's gonna tell people?
You gotta tell. Like, that's why they do that. Because you gotta, like, we're on. You were just about to say before I interrupted you that we're on Twitter at Snort Coffee, and that we're on Facebook as Snort Coffee. No, are we?
No. I gotta learn how to build a fan page.
We're at www.snortcoffee.com.
Just go to sign in again. Start a new page that way.
A fan page.
I think so.
I can't figure it out.
I've done a few. Remember?
Even Facebook's like, you don't have any fans. Shut up.
Lying son of a bitch.
We're not just fucking handing these things out.
ADCP is a fan page, isn't it?
It's another account, which is probably get shut off for me saying this to the internet. But theoretically, you're not supposed to have two accounts.
I thought you liked. Right. Kelly got shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, like, surprising.
I tried making a fan page, and I can't do it.
Huh.
Or a business page or something like that, and I can't do it.
It exists. It's just surprising.
I know it does, yeah.
But it's simple once you figure it out, and then you'll forget it just as quickly.
Now, go to snortcoffee.com.
Yeah.
Follow at snortcoffee on Twitter, because it's funny.
Sometimes.
Most times it's funny.
Actually, it is. It's mostly funny.
Trend, goddamn, it was fucking funny, dude. That made me laugh. Say what?
But I was thinking about that. Would it even count? Like,
no, I don't think so.
It's
I think
just
they've
in
got
one message. Yeah, I think they've got like,
right. No, I don't think it helps your trending.
No,
it's funny.
I'm with whoever was against following anybody. I don't care. I realize that.
Yeah, it's
every super
troublesome.
Famous person even follows some people.
Yeah,
but nope. Everybody. That's what sets us apart. Follow nobody.
Doesn't set us apart, though. It just makes us assholes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And impossible to get other people to share us. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. I've been tempted to just go in and change a bunch of shit like that one day just to piss you guys off. I mean, you have the ability.
Oh, Silky Smooth had a little way to be an asshole and shut everybody out of this thing.
Yes, exactly.
It's not a private account, sorry.
Oh, I didn't even think about doing that. Set the whole new password. Take that, fuckers. That's my first interaction with Twitter, by the way.
Twitter.
That's my new site.
It's a good one.
I've sung the praises of Twitter here, right?
I think so. Yeah. It's an interesting thing, and I don't know if it's a thing or not, but
it's a thing.
It's interesting.
Hey, is anybody going to California?
Does anyone want coffee?
If we got a little cup, yes.
I got a little cup.
Do you? So it seems as though we're going to California, dude. Sorry.
Me and you, man.
That's weird.
Sweet.
It's weird, huh?
It's super weird. That's what makes it awesome.
It's going to be kick-ass.
Doesn't make any sense.
This time next week, we'll be in fucking California.
Yep.
Assuming we adjust for time change. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's the greatest.
We decided about 20 minutes ago, last week, and that last week is pretty true and pretty close to accurate. Not really 20 minutes, though.
It started with you.
Yeah, so what?
How did it start with you? Because I haven't heard this.
This looks really hot, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Since the wife and I have split up, I decided that it would be appropriate to take a road trip of sorts and dip my toe in the Pacific Ocean because I'm scared to dip anything else in there. And been planning it out. Gave myself initially 7 days to travel from Dayton, Ohio to the Pacific Ocean and back. Hopped on Google Earth to find that was unreasonable. And at that point...
Thanks, Google.
Yeah. Thanks, Google. Sons of bitches.
How shitty would that have been? I'd be like, oh, fuck. It's Wednesday. I gotta be at work. God damn it.
I'm still on my way out.
Right. I gotta turn around in Missouri.
Thought it would be an interesting experience to more or less literally go dip my toe in the ocean and turn around and come back, because I figured that 7 days would be about the right time for that. Then I gave it 10 days because that seemed more appropriate, and the wife was willing to watch kids that amount of time and all that shit, so I would have the time to dip my toe.
I do feel like dip your toe is a euphemism or something. I know it's not, but...
It'd be a good one.
The way you're saying it. Now I'm like, what did I fucking sign up for? What does he keep saying? Dip his toe.
So Google continued telling me that was fairly unreasonable. It became more reasonable, but it became a pretty serious trip. I was interested in going out to L.A., seeing some shit, driving up the coast, seeing some shit, driving back. Turns out that it's about over a good work week's worth of driving in a relatively short amount of time. And,
pardon me,
goodness sakes. Some coffee. Was still willing to try 10 days, looking at other options. There's a podcast called Oh Yeah Dude that's doing a show on April 9th, which is 4 months ago, I'm guessing time frames now, and a week from now. How's that work?
I love how relative now is on podcasts. It's the best.
We will be in L.A. this time. A week from now, but you'll be hearing this probably 4 months ago.
if you're lucky.
Regardless of any of that, I got tickets to UID show. Check them out. They're funny.
So how long have you been planning this?
I've been looking at shit for several months.
Okay.
Like, seeing what it's going to take for several months. And that's, you know, once every couple days I'll look at something like, what's there here to do? What would it cost me? Blah, blah, blah. How much time? Time was huge. Like,
right.
Looking at Google Earth to say, this many miles will take you this long. My thinking that many miles will take me probably longer because I'll stop at stupid shit, the biggest ball of yarn in the world and shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, man. How often do you see the biggest ball of yarn?
All right.
Closed timing kind of said that this would work out for the UID show. I looked up prices for a flight, and price lined it to $420 for airline flight and car rental for the week.
What's the car, by the way?
A Nissan Versa or Ford Focus, maybe.
Really?
Equivalent.
I'd go with
little.
The Versa.
Yeah.
Little.
Yeah, if the
little and hopefully
the Focus.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Focus might be nice. I don't know.
Yeah, the new ones seem whatever.
Hopefully good on gas. I started thinking about that today. It was like gas.
What's your gas?
For total gas? Probably $400.
Oh, I was just thinking like
what, a gallon.
Yeah, what it is per $4.50. That's what I was hoping for, but I was telling myself, like, I'm expecting to pay
$5-$6.
$5-$6 yeah. a gallon for gas out there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, and we're going to do probably 1,500 miles.
Highway driving. Hopefully, not all of it's bumper to bumper.
Some crazy mountain shit and some.
You're going to need 50 gallons shit. Of fuel, right?
For 1,500 miles?
Yeah.
That would be sweet. I don't know what that ends up being. What's 50 times 5?
250.
That'd be sweet.
Do the budget 300. You said 4? Oh.
Prius now.
Yeah.
$420 price line. It's fucking cheap. And this was a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, that I got tickets. Talked to both of you guys and was like, hey, you guys want to go to California? One of you said yes and one of you said no. That leads to Joel's going to California with me.
Yeah! I won! I won! All I had to do was say yes and I won. We'll see how that fucking turns out.
Should be an interesting trip.
It's going to be awesome, I think.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep, like, literally no expectations.
I'm expecting rain and, like.
All I expect is I'll be in a totally different place with a totally different people that I can, in a culture that I can still get around, but in a very different culture, I'm sure, in many ways. And several of those. And, whatever happens out of that is probably going to make me a cooler person, because then that's one more cool people that have done cool stuff. And dipping your toe in the Pacific Ocean seems cool.
Indeed.
I'm scared of anything else, dude. I want to swim, but I'm like, eh.
Except for the part where you freeze to death, right?
Maybe.
I'm scared of the Travel America showers. I don't want to get taken advantage of so far from home. Bringing sandals, that was a good call.
Imagine that. I'll have to remember them.
Yeah, dude, I didn't. And my end on that is that I talked to you and was like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll look into it, but fucking, I know what Christine's going to say. Yeah. She's going to say no because she's a reasonable person, and I totally understand her saying no in this situation.
Hey, sweetie, can I go to California for a week without you?
And then it was literally like this. I asked that question, and she was like, how much is it? And we immediately started negotiating and, like, finding terms, and I just was floored. So.
Discussion did not go the same at my house.
You said there was a good reason at the bowling party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was at the bowling party with Austin and saw Austin in her comment. Like, she's commented twice before we had the California conversation, that he just looks so sad.
Oh, wow.
And that was, and then in the California conversation, she was
so
like, I just hate the idea of him being out there all by himself. And
nice. Such a fucking relief too, dude. Like I was, every time I was thinking about it, I was like, it'd be a fucked up trip by myself, and it would be probably a huge learning experience, but it'd be a fucked up trip by myself.
Definitely be a different trip.
Yeah, man.
I have no fear of self-travel, so that really didn't play.
You're a trucker,
that's a good place to be.
I fucking went to Europe by myself,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I have no fear of self-travel.
Fuck trucker, I went to Europe, god damn it.
That's crazy.
That's cool, yeah.
But...
That's where you learn about umlauts, right?
Umlauts?
Umlauts. You learned about those in Europe.
I did. So they're tasty.
So, yeah, I thought she was going to say no, man, and she was like, it's cool. And then I looked up, since I wasn't doing the rental car, $290 to get out there and back.
Oh, yeah.
Flying out on a Friday, coming back on a Friday.
So you're doing the whole trip under $500-ish?
We'll see. I want to go. Yeah. I want to make sure I'm super cool on the gas and go halvesies there and half on the car. So, but yeah. I'm thinking like, I'm already like thinking like cheap meals. Like, dude, if we find a Walmart, I'll get two cans just of
sandwiches.
Pineapple,
yeah,
and that'll be like two instant meals that I'll just.
Yeah,
boom.
That's a good call.
Pineapple's so fucking good for that, dude. Because you get a bunch in a can, you get like 2.5-3
whole,
servings.
Whole pineapples.
You just gorge on it. It's awesome, and it's just fucking pineapple. Ready immediately. I wanted to bring tents, but
I'd be into that. But at the same time, I don't know.
I don't. I think.
Are you,
I
was gonna say, are you doing motels? And
I would rather not afford it, but it seems as though we're getting more luxuries than I expected.
Okay.
I'm staying with a cousin one night. Joel said something.
I was trying to line up something with. I call him now creepy cousin Tim.
Just
talk
to him?
Funny. No. Okay. No. But
just doesn't want
apparently he's like super nice. Like he's the opposite of creepy cousin Tim. He's super like a really great guy and like blah, blah, blah. But mom hasn't seen him since she was like 8 years old. I've never met
him.
We're 2'6", 4" roughly dudes coming over to your place.
Yeah.
Like
never know what's going on there.
Imposing physically. And
imposing physically?
I think so. If you're under, I think, I mean.
We could be.
I always feel like people.
Some fucking
like,
weird dude, you come to your house on
the couch.
Yeah,
for
the
night. The
first time you fucking meet him, like.
See, I think that's beautiful, kind of. Except for I would feel weird as the host. I'm trying to think of myself in the opposite situation, like two weird dudes.
And mom brought
up
a good point, too. He's, like, super nice, so there's a potential that he could, like, sideline the trip and we end up, like.
Oh.
Okay.
That's unlikely.
I like to hear Austin's face say that silently. But yeah.
Instead, you spend the whole week hanging out with creepy cousin Tim.
Right.
If he was super fucking cool, though, that'd be fucked up.
Sweet.
Like, he's got a seaplane and like.
In LA with the best guy. Like, it was amazing. He's like, fuck, just leave that Ford Focus here. I got to fucking.
Take my Audi.
Right.
All right.
Get out to Vegas in half the time.
Sweet.
But, so, mom and I talked about that and decided that was weird, and I felt weird even, like, sort of asking.
No, it's totally weird.
Like, you're essentially putting a family member in a position where he's like, now I have to say no?
Yeah.
You're making me say what I,
You don't understand this? That's a really pretty strange question to ask.
Very awkward. And so, although I do think it would be cool and it would be neat to meet him and all that stuff. So, instead, mom
shake his hand instead.
Hotel room.
Nice.
Because I kept saying, like, oh, don't worry about us. We'll be sleeping in the car in Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
Way to play it.
That's what we'll be doing. We'll be fine, Mom. Don't worry about it.
Nice.
And that.
I've discussed the trip a little bit with my mom, and I haven't said anything like that. It was smart.
You need to. I bet you get
another
room.
Maybe we get another hotel room.
This trip's getting cheaper and cheaper.
So she's going to look and see if there's, like a prepaid card. For, like, a chain of, some of them are...
She doesn't trust you with $100 for the hotel room.
No, that's a smart move.
$60 for the hotel room.
Yeah.
Have you met Joel?
Yeah, she always, ever since my old days, she hates
just by gas.
Cash. Yep. She will do it now. Straight to crad. Right. I mean, it's crazy, but so she wants to do that. But if that doesn't exist, then she's just gonna. I was just like, you can give us cash, Mom.
Yeah. Give us a blank check.
I promise, I will give you my word that this money will go toward
a fucking hotel. Sounds way better than sleeping in a car. Sure.
Right, but if she gives us cash, yeah. I think we can do. We can get two motels, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Depends on
just
where you're talking.
Step down from the Clarion.
Yeah.
It's all right.
What's the trip itinerary here? Flying into L.A.?
Get into L.A. 11 o'clock Friday night.
Sleeping in the airport parking lot.
Probably sleeping in the airport parking lot.
In your newly rented vehicle? Don't even fucking move it.
Just get in and put up curtains like,
dink. Kick ass. Hopefully go to the Scientology Museum.
Whoa.
On it's gonna be some freaky shit, dude.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Or is it?
I just hope I don't get talked into it, man.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, is the place like lousy with Scientologists?
It's gonna be lousy with propaganda to make you a Scientologist.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not getting hooked up. I can't get hooked up to any machines.
I will never see either one.
I'm
of
really
you guys
a little concerned.
What's that machine called?
Exactly what happened.
It's not an e-reader, is it?
It might be. No, that's a Kindle.
They've got a machine to hook you up to?
Oh yeah, it's a total bullshit machine, dude, that tells you what kind of person you are.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I don't know if they have that at the that's what Scientology has. I don't know if they have at the museum.
Hook me up, probably, at least in a box
showing you what it is.
They would be doing them. Like they probably don't like corral you in there. Like everybody's got to do it. If you want to come to the Scientology Museum, you got to step
right up.
Seriously, dude, I'm a sucker, but like only for like maybe like 6 months. If
extra
somebody
bullshit,
really get their hooks into me, and it's happened a couple times. I was with the pro-life group for a while. That has nothing to do with my views now.
I'm glad to hear that you're easily manipulable.
Oh, it's horrible though. Like I have to be ever vigilant because if my guard goes down.
I got your back, dude. Don't worry.
I end up in a thanks.
I got your back. I'll smack you in the face like Scientology, dude. Come on.
Don't you just have to go, Tom Cruise?
Yeah, that too.
Like, oh, all right.
Remember that couch you jumped on?
Just
jackass.
Tom Cruise like slapping me across the face, like, join us, dude. No fucking like slap. Oh, spinning me around.
You're on Tom Cruise's side now.
No, he's slapping him to join Scientology. I'm slapping to unjoin.
Tom Cruise would slap me back in.
Your first mistake.
So fucking
swivel
gullible.
Chair.
That's pretty funny. Go to that crazy place. Meet up some people out there from UID forums, I think. Go to that crazy place with them, more than likely. Then go to UID show on Saturday. Then sleep in a car in the airport parking lot, is my guess.
Can we do we have access to the airport parking lot like this? I wouldn't be surprised if the first night they're like, you're going to move this fucking car. This car can only be here for, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure how it's going
to
work
out. As long as you can get some UID people to pick you up at the airport. Leave the car there in the lot, in the rental lot.
They call us.
Yeah, you better get to know the shuttle
chauffeur.
No,
it's still rented.
Well,
it's just in the parking lot.
I know.
Yeah.
I take it out when I want to, motherfucker. There's no rule.
That's not how this works.
A lot of shit, but I didn't see anything that said you must have this car out of our lot.
I think you need to look at page 7 of the forms that you signed.
Joel's just on the phone right there.
I was.
That was sweet.
It was great. I held my fist 3 inches from my face.
Is this customer service?
And I spun the dial around to dial the phone.
Sunday, I'd like to drive around and see big houses. There's a free UCB show. Is that what it is?
Yeah. ASCAT.
I don't know what that means, but it
ASCAT
sounds like it might be funny.
The thing that's on Netflix Instant, and it's just a... It's,
really? Okay.
It's just a... like form of improv. It's the one where they have the monologist come out. He takes a suggestion and then just talks about, not really improv, but just sort of talks about.
Is there
going to
be
like
scenery?
No.
Just a black background?
No, just be maybe a red
brick wall
and
a
stage, I think, is what my guess is.
Okay.
And then, so he talks about it, and then a bunch of improv people come out and do improv sketches. But my main reason to see it, number one, it sounds like from the podcasts I listen to that they have really cool stuff going on there.
And I believe
it. The UCB Theater is like a sweet spot. And since ASCAT is like on Netflix, in my mind, someone
seeing movie stars.
Well, no, no, no. I don't expect to see anybody up on stage that you'd ever know. Maybe the monologist.
You know, the claims of Matt Walsh is going to be there, and like a couple of dudes that names you know. I don't remember what they are. Matt Walsh is the one dude that I remember.
Well, I mean that would be even better. Yeah. But I don't know. I just sort of am trying to have low expectations.
Yeah.
Guy from America's Most Wanted.
Yes.
Right. No, no, no. It's his son that was kidnapped.
Oh yeah.
He wasn't really kidnapped and murdered. He grew up. And broke away and then went to L.A. to do comedy. Well, I did it in Chicago first, I guess. But so, and ASCAT, yeah, to me is like one of their signature shows. And so I think I'm going to, why not? And then I looked it up and it was fucking free. And worked out the day.
Man, totally.
So I'm presuming we may need to get there early for that. But we live out of the car, so why wouldn't we be there early? Just baking in the sun.
We're here.
Just parked right on their door.
Hey,
whenever you guys are ready, just watching the door, see when you unlock it. So yeah, I want to see that. So that'll be Sunday. Yeah.
Run on,
and then Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
Although I think Mom wants me to use to. I think LA is the place that she's most worried about. So that might be.
I think we can look around. There's places that are nice in LA.
I think
you know.
But I also worry.
There's a lot of places that aren't, I would assume.
Yeah.
That's fine, but I think we've listened to enough rap music to know what those places are, right?
Wow. I guess we have. I know of one. I know of one that I found on the map and said, nope, Dr.
Dre
told me not to go there, so sorry, Compton, we won't be stopping by.
I wouldn't stay the night at the Walmart in Compton.
Well, yeah, stay at Walmarts, though. Not
Englewood, they all say that it's up to no good, so we'll stay out there, too.
It's just up the fucking street, dude.
Up to no good.
Be pretty clear of that.
But the neighborhood slogan says, like, no, everything's fine. We don't do
stuff. Up to good? What are you talking about?
It's not like that anymore.
I was wondering if we were potentially going to try to drive Sunday night.
I'm down.
But we need to find place time to
coffee.
Yeah, we need to find places to sleep, and I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Travel
and that
America,
sucks.
Dude. When we're on the highways, I totally think that's
people sleep in a gas station parking lot.
And part of it also, I read, is
that shit in California between
Travel America's.
Yeah, okay.
They're on the major highways though, and they're not really around L.A.
There ain't
there's
shit.
Certainly one. In
there
between.
Ain't shit in between L.A. and Vegas. It's all fucking desert crazy. I don't know. There's places.
There's going to be. I know there's got to be stops. I've never driven that. Well, I have driven that, but I don't remember stuff being there.
Do you want more?
One time I do remember driving it, I fucking stopped at a gas station in the middle of fucking nowhere in the windiest place in the world.
Nice.
Yep. And
the other part.
Windmills.
And windmills?
Covered
nice.
Them.
Huh. I
wouldn't stay there.
Too windy.
Too windy.
I would. I want to see the place between L.A. and Vegas, too, though.
Some of it.
Because it's neat looking.
Agreed.
So we start driving at sunrise.
Just party all night.
Start the drive at sunrise.
Just get shit-faced all morning and all night. Because they never pull you over for drunk driving in the
That's
morning.
True, yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You drink on a third shift schedule.
Yep.
Good call. Fine.
My mom actually warned me about driving fast and like tickets are crazy expensive and I'll drive stupid out there. I'm like, all right.
I second that motion.
Yeah, I'll have people honking at us, dude. What the
30.
Fuck are you going the speed limit for? Like, I'm paranoid and not from here. I'm not going any faster.
You can get that bumper sticker just right in the back window.
Yeah,
and
print it up real quick before we go out. What's this bumper sticker for? Like, oh, we're going to rent a car. I don't want to get shot. So I thought this would help.
Write it on the back window with fucking shoe polish, man. Not from here.
Steal my wallet.
I didn't think about that implication of it. That's not good.
So Vegas, probably Monday is my guess. We hit Vegas. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Where's Reno?
Reno is north west of Vegas.
Which is the direction we need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, head to Reno and stay with my cousin, hopefully, if time works out. have dinner and have some drinks.
Nice.
I
won't get drunk, man.
You can get drunk. She's all right.
I'll be good, though.
Yeah, she's all right. I'm a good influence, dude, remember?
It's true.
Yeah.
Christine also said that.
Yeah. And then,
I know people are looking out for you, man.
She was like, I don't know if I'd let you go if it was with Mike, even in the same situation. Like any of your friends that really like to drink. I don't
nice.
Think
I'd,
so.
Let's see, yeah, leave there, go to the Redwoods. We got to go, according to Google Maps, through Oregon down to the Redwoods. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Yep.
So high five.
You're going Reno up to Oregon, down through?
Down and back into California.
Okay. Nice.
And hitting Redwoods.
Nice.
That just seems to be the easiest highway method. Okay. Like, there's probably roads in between there, but not many.
But state routes?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you think of that.
Quick little way to be an asshole. Text somebody something that you need them to reply to while you know that they're driving.
Nice. It's good.
Sorry, go ahead.
Drive faster. Drive more crooked. Hang out in the Redwoods, I presume, do some walking around.
Yeah.
It appears as though there's some goddamn big trees. I looked at one page that was related to the Redwoods, and there's so much shit. It's just crazy.
How many miles are we driving to get from the Vegas area to the Redwoods?
I think it's like 900 or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought your total mileage on this car is going to be 1,500.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm probably wrong on that. Yeah.
Because you're going 350 LA
to LA.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Maybe 400
Yeah. I'm probably wrong on 1,500.
Okay. You know math isn't welcome on this show.
No.
Sorry. Just saying up your gas budget, apparently.
Yeah, bumble around the Redwoods for a while. I imagine not more than a day because we don't have the time. And then drive back down the coast, catch a plane Friday morning, which we got scammed out of Friday day. That sucks. That'd
yeah.
been a nice day for driving, but we'll work that out.
Santa Cruz, man.
Probably stop in San Francisco as well and look at shit.
Yeah, I told my mom that I knew you were into driving, and I thought that you would want to do that, like, classically curvy.
I don't, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't want to do
that? No.
Oh.
Lombard Street, yeah. I mean, I haven't really thought about it. I guess if I practically...
You can do that in a parking lot. Fuck you.
Practically, it probably makes sense to go drive the windiest street in the world or whatever.
That's neat. You're like, hey, look at that. Yeah. That's weird.
Is it worth driving... Who knows how far away from anything else to get to Lombard Street
It is worth doing if it is in the vicinity of where you happen to be. I would say I would not go more than 25 city miles.
What the hell does that mean?
Like, if you got to drive in the city, I wouldn't go more than 25 miles out of my way to go to Lombard Street. I'd go 20.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty far.
It's just the, you're right. That might be a little too... If you're,
I'll leave it to Joel. If Joel wants to fucking drive down Lombard Street, we can.
It's curvy.
It appears to be curvy.
No, man, it seems hot.
It's a neat, the cooler part on it is the hill. The fact that the hill is super fucking
sick. Yeah, I am kind of interested in seeing the hills.
Yeah.
Because it looks like crazy hills.
And the houses on those hills are built pretty nifty.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So that part's probably more worth it than the road itself.
All right. What else are we doing there in San Francisco? Anything?
Blowing two guys, and then what?
Just two? I guess we are in a rush to get down.
Each.
Okay, all right.
That makes more sense. You got other San Francisco plans?
No, not
I've
really.
Heard Golden Gate Park is nice.
I thought we'd want to take the bridge out of town. Right?
No, I think it's coming into town. We're going south on the coast.
Stop on the town side, because I stopped on the non-town side last time, and that's not the cool side.
Really? Okay.
There's like a nice overlook, but if you... Golden Gate Park's on the other side.
Yeah.
Sorry, Oakland.
Right. That's not Oakland either, though.
No?
Yeah, no, it's just a big empty island, or a big empty land spot. I don't know what that means.
But headed up out of the city or something,
right? Yeah.
Sure
you're out of the city when you hit that.
Yeah. And there's nothing on the other side, except for going one way or the other.
Yeah. My cousin just took essentially the same trip we were taking, minus the LA part of it, I think.
Hmm.
And has a bunch of pictures from Golden Gate Park that look pretty slick. Like, there's a Japanese area that has a bunch of cool trees and shit. Looks neat.
Since a lot of this is going to be driving, we could potentially, like, be almost constantly covering. You know what I mean? Like, just always drive at night, and each person gets...
But you miss everything driving 4 hour net.
Well...
Yeah, that's the problem with driving down the coast, is we got to drive during the day.
Yeah.
For kind of driving everywhere.
Stupid coast.
Yeah. It's actually pretty scary. Not scary, but, you know...
A serious drive,
you won't be texting, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right? You won't even, nobody will have to tell you you shouldn't do that.
God damn it. Yeah, so then from there, back to LA.
We gonna have another night in LA?
I don't know. I'm not sure how it's gonna work out.
Yeah. I guess that's part of what I like about it is that it's... The schedule's only as tight as that.
Creepy Tim.
And I do know where he lives. She sent me his address. So we can still go. Nice. He's just not going to know.
Haven't you contacted him?
No.
Just coffee dripping out of our nose.
The computer. Hey, by the way, I'm your cousin.
I guess I could.
We might be stopping by on Thursday night.
Well, he's my mom's cousin.
Oh, so he's older.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a factor. All right. Big, I mean, a house big enough to accommodate you, I say, you know, no problem.
I was willing, I was going to tell mom that I was that we were willing to settle for a safe place to park the car.
Yeah, just a garage or a
driveway. That's 10 times creepier. Like, yeah, my cousin's son and his buddy are sleeping in my garage in their car.
I think I have AIDS now.
We came all the way out to California to carbon monoxide suffocate ourselves to death in your garage, Tim.
Thanks.
Thanks for letting us use the place.
Who's creepy now?
Heard you were a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. Who's creepy now? Also, somebody mentioned to me Red Rocks. We're going to have time to see that.
Isn't that Colorado?
That's what I thought, too, but he said that it was in Colorado. Vegas. Near Vegas. Man.
I don't think so.
And they also said the Hoover Dam.
The Hoover
Woo!
Dam.
Hoover Dam's
never seen.
Awesome.
Hoover Dam's pretty cool. See if that, like, trade fucking natural wonder for natural wonder, dude, because we can hit Grand Canyon out that way, too. But that cuts out...
distance to Hoover Dam?
No, Grand Canyon is farther.
Yeah, I've seen Grand Canyon.
But Hoover Dam is probably an hour away from Vegas, I think.
Somebody also told me while I was in Vegas that I should put a dollar on the Reds to win the World Series.
Really?
But I don't know how I collect.
I don't know how to do that.
Nah, they'll mail
probably have a ticket.
Yeah, but...
Hey, and if you won thousands of dollars, you'll go to Vegas to collect.
Yeah, but what if you win enough money to fly out there and back? You know what I mean?
Good. Suck. Great.
You can get somebody to fucking do that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking to coworkers and saying, give me a number for the roulette table and a dollar.
Nice.
Or whatever.
Well, I heard somebody at work told me that $5 is the minimum bet on a roulette.
That's what I figured. Yeah, I think you can lay five ones, though, in different numbers, yes. Correct? Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
But on the outside, you have to play five.
Okay. Right on. That's a cheap minimum bet.
And that's
I'm willing to blow through $100 in the casinos, which is not much, but...
You can do it 5 minutes or 5 hours.
Yeah. And yeah. I will try to bet $20 and no more.
Nice.
Because...
High rolling.
Dude, as much of a junkie as I am... I never win at gambling,
you can't
and
add
so
gambling.
I never fucking, like, ugh.
Yeah.
There's oh, shit. He's going to win so much money
yeah,
in
seriously.
Vegas.
We're flying back awesome. Home, like, in
yeah.
style. He is. He's going to stick me on the fucking American Airlines.
I
want $78,000.
I think part
I don't really either, but, like, it's fun to play a little bit.
Part of it for me is that there's nothing that sucks worse than paying money and not getting, like, even anything.
Yeah.
Like, right. Just nothing at all.
A little bit of that.
Ugh.
The rush, right? That's
I
all
guess
you get.
For fucking, that was 15, that $45 was for 15 seconds in time.
You just haven't found your game.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
True.
Yeah.
Don't let me get sucked in there either.
Craps.
You're like,
God damn it, I'm sick of watching you shake that.
Back rat.
That would be great.
Yeah. It's actually supposed to be a good game to win a lot of money at.
Really?
Yep.
For beginners?
I think it's pretty easy to learn. But you'll be hanging with Japanese dudes all the time.
That's fine.
Because it's apparently the only people who play. And yeah, that's what I would say. I'm like, cool. Japanese guys seem all right.
That'd be a giant.
Poker, dude. Go play poker.
I can't play poker well enough. I don't understand the way it works well enough for me to think I'm going to be successful.
All right,
there's shit poker. That I really see. I can play some blackjack.
Yeah, you can.
We'll probably play some blackjack. Poker's got some minor like bluffing shit that I haven't got the grasp of yet. And I think once I get the grasp of it, if I ever try, it's like, okay, I understand and can do it.
You can ignore bluffing for the most part.
No, it's all about fucking, I need to bluff and I need to learn the timing of bluffs. Like saying, okay, you're going to bet or call or whatever the fuck, and I'm going to either bluff or not bluff and lay down a bunch of money or not a bunch of money right now. And it's got to be just the right time. Have the right amount of delay to it and all that shit. And like, well, all right, you know, game. And the timing of knowing when it's the time to pause for a minute because I'm trying to decide whether I've got a good hand or not, or, you know, whatever. It's all the little things of poker I am not good at.
One of the last times that I played poker, actually a couple times when I've been playing poker, I have won typically when I win. Like, I'm cool until I win a big hand, and then literally I'm fucking shaking, like, like trying to get like my chips in smooth and like hold my next set of cards. Like, I feel that high and I get that rush, but then I'm like, I just can't control myself at all. Somebody commented, like, who's been playing less than me. Like, I was like, we don't really play either. You know, we teach you how to play or whatever. And he was like, dude, you're shaking.
Fuck you.
And I was like, yeah, I noticed. Fuck, yeah.
Thanks something. For calling me out, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I weren't.
We should go to Vegas and just play, like, nickel slots.
That's how I'm gonna stay under my $20 limit.
There for 3 days.
Just walk down the thing and just spin it.
Move on to the next one. You can't win anything. That's what I... Kelly can play slots. I can't play slots because it's like if you play
them, just makes me nuts.
You can't win anything. So, every time I go to a casino, I want to leave with $1 million.
That's probably my
biggest problem.
Halliburton invented that mindset.
That's true. Right.
But the only way I defeat it was I have come in with X amount of dollars. I intend on losing this. I plan on trying to win $1 million in the meantime.
There you go.
So
you play Baccarat.
I wish. Only on the computer.
We can go to Hoover Dam if you want, dude.
I don't know. You're it's more, awesome. I thought you would be into it. I'm not sure I'm super into it, really.
It's a big, crazy place.
I'm sure.
The fucking rocks around it are the biggest and craziest.
Man. Yeah.
Like, it's pretty crazy.
You've been there?
Yeah.
I think it's just one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
It's pretty crazy.
So big.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Seriously? Did you take the tour?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It cost money?
I want to say it was free. Limited.
Time consuming.
Limited.
No, limited tour?
Yeah.
Like did you go in the
I went post 9/11, so you really didn't get to see as much as you should have. I did see turbines, which were impressive.
Huh. It's a pretty neat place. I'm up for it if you are. We can discuss that, though.
Yeah.
It's only an hour or so from Vegas. Okay. Maybe less.
What I really want to do while we're out there is hike some cool places.
I think the Redwoods will have it.
I think so, too. And that's why, I mean, if you want, like, I'm down with a potentially, like, however fast we can get up there.
Okay.
We can save 12 hours. Let's have it be 12 hours of hiking would probably
be all right. My thing.
Any national parks on your itinerary?
I don't think so.
Can you hit, like, Yellowstone? Is that in...
I don't know where that is.
I don't either. I don't know if one of these is in the Yosemite. I don't know where the fuck that is.
I don't know, I've heard of those places. I think they're places.
I'm not sure if there's anything in the loop. But if you want to do a hiking, man, I don't think it gets any better than that.
Huh.
What up, man?
As far as I know.
Yeah.
Again, I've never been to either.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're at. I should look them up sometime.
Yeah, go in there and park. There's a bunch of cars.
You got it all right? You got it all right? We're going down? All
right. Just that garage door, right? Make sure I lock it back.
Yeah. There's a slide on the right or left side. I'm not sure which or if I've locked both.
Okay. So, there's one on the right.
Yeah. That's usually the one I lock.
Yeah.
Joel's leaving.
Picking up new people.
Woohoo! I'll finish out your topic. I don't know if you're finished. Are you almost finished?
Yeah, I'm done. I got nothing else. Right.
I was just going to close it out with my show note regarding it, that I was completely jealous of your fucking trip for a variety of fucking reasons.
Can't say I blame you.
And I just so can't go. Like, it
really?
So bad timing for me. It's just impossible.
That's a shame, dude.
Yeah, I agree. But I would feel a whole lot better about it if Joel wasn't going. I wanted to bring that show note up because it's potentially the most honest thing I've ever said on the show.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad about that fact, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
So, which it's just gay to fucking feel that way, but.
I understand what you're
saying.
There
you go. Yeah.
Certainly.
So.
I don't know what to really tell you about it, but I understand it.
There's nothing to be said about it. Not, you know, which is, makes it a really good show topic.
Bobby asked if the same opportunity would have been extended to him if Joel said no.
Did you tell him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I
didn't realize
understood
that you
his
were...
money situation well enough to know better.
Than to ask him first?
Yeah.
Or that...
Or to ask at all.
Okay. I didn't realize that you were opposed to traveling alone, because honestly, like I said, I just don't have issue with traveling alone.
I've never...
fun with people, but...
Never done it, and I'm kind of weird, so...
Yeah, that's kind of my issue with it, but...
Yeah.
The only thing is, I think that if I'm with people, I stand a much better chance of meeting people.
When you're with people?
Yes.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'm going out to meet anybody. But,
well, I know, but that's kind of part of fun, right?
Yeah, sure.
You're going to end up meeting somebody, most likely.
Yeah.
Some peoples. Especially since you're, like, doing group activities with...
Yeah. With people.
Yeah.
That we're meeting there.
Right. You need to check a fucking... Oh, that'd be awesome. There's a website for fucking couch crashing.
I've heard of that, yeah.
And you could potentially... I mean, it's kind of short-term to be like, hey, I'm coming out next week.
That's a good idea.
Sleep on your couch. But you definitely will find somebody that's like, yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, it's California.
Yeah.
If you're going to Wyoming, I bet you'd have a finding somebody just crash on their couch. But in California, I bet they would be.
Two dudes might be different, too.
Two dudes. We only need one couch. We stack them here, people.
Mike's here.
Mike's
here. Return off?
Huh? Return off? Nope. The setup or still recording?
I'm still
recording.
Yeah, live mic check.
Nice.
I'm
going to
take a
few gloves away.
What's up,
dude?
Guys?
What's up, man?
How's it going?
Can you turn the volume up on this show? That's Mike Pence. Yep. Congressman.
Really?
Congressman Mike Pence.
This
is on the show here at Snort Coffee. You can adjust this shit however you want. However you want. You get a shitty chair, sorry.
Oh, you will be after this. He'll be like, wow, from now on, anybody offers me a shitty chair, I'm going to take them serious.
God damn it, did Joel just take the bucket?
I just emptied the bucket.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Actually, I meant to talk about it because it was like...
That's crazy. I don't know,
within 3 inches to the top.
Really?
Maybe 4 inches.
Wow.
So I was like, that's a full piss bucket if I've ever
seen
one.
Yikes.
And it's like, man, I know people are going to start...
It was getting deep last time I went in there.
Was it?
I think so.
Have you been in here tonight? There
no.
tonight? Oh, okay. Uh-uh. Yeah.
No, if it's deep again now, then wow. Yeah. All right.
So I poured it out.
Yeah. Out the window?
It's always fun. Yeah.
That's gross.
It is. It's fun. It's a blast.
Yeah. Believe it, but it's
like,
gross.
Watch out below.
Do people drive by and notice you're pouring out a piss bucket?
I hope.
That's gross.
I try to throw it to the highway.
Which Do you really give it a heave-ho?
No, not really.
Or you just dump it?
Just dump it.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't think I could hit the highway. If I did think I could, I would try.
Yeah. Squirt gun, dude.
Yeah. I can't believe you're going to travel around with Joel all week with him wearing a dread cap.
Yeah.
With no dreads.
Out there.
Oh, good call. Yeah, you will, man. The north is still cold.
Yeah, from what I hear, the whole fucking state's pretty cold still.
Yeah. It's awesome. Nice. You have to wear it on the plane. There you go. That instantly gets an air marshal on your ass, right?
I think it's fine this way. I don't think it looks like a ski mask at all this way. But
I think that you have
weird
to...
in the bag. Yeah, why do you have a ski mask in your bag?
It has to be like spread out just so in your bag so that it can clearly be distinguished as, oh, that's a ski mask. Fuck.
You should wear it at Vegas. Just walk into a casino with it on.
I don't want to be tackled. Fuck that. I don't.
Oh, man.
I don't need
that's
that
the difference.
I won't do it in my local bank,
man.
So there's no fucking way I'm doing it however many miles from home.
I think that.
It's cold outside.
It is brisk. Are you? I'm. And my face gets really cold. You know how some people's like appendages? My face. It's crazy cold.
But even not wearing it down, just off to the side, but, you know, because you wear it with the face mask back, don't you? So you gotta wear it to the side so that somebody will notice that this is a face mask.
If you wear it to the side that way, you get a little poof of hair sticking out through the mouth of one of the eyes.
Keep an ear out through that mouth, through the mouth. Exactly.
It's one of those guys that's just ready for anything. Ready for action.
I might be robbing this casino.
I might just be gambling.
I don't know.
With it this way, why take the chance? Spin around regular style. My coworkers at my new job commented, I think it was this last Friday, they're like, there's another guy who wears a cap like this, but he needs that cap to conceal his fucking sweet ass dreads.
That's what I'm saying. That's a dread cap, man.
Right. So he needs the cap, and I don't need the cap. And the commentary on the cigarette break was that I don't fill it out the way he does. So.
Maybe you could stuff some newspapers or something.
Nice.
Well, if it had the shape, you'd see the holes. I think even better. Who knows?
Might get that mic right up on you.
Yeah.
Move around
where you need to. And it's weird.
I don't know what to do with my hands when I'm doing it.
That's why I like to sit close enough to the table.
You can go freestyle. Oh wait, no, you can't anymore. I don't know. I thought you put the kibosh on touching the mic.
Bobby, I don't know. I think if you're holding it like that, I just think it's like fucking... There's a lot of poppy rattling around shits.
Right.
And it's really pretty irritating.
We are trying to cut back on irritating, aren't we?
Yeah.
I was asking him. He didn't know, but he thought you might know. Like, what did this building used to be? Do you know?
Tobacco storage. Warehouse, because they'd load out to the trains that run along the back of the property. So, yeah, originally it was built as a tobacco storage warehouse.
Awesome.
Yeah. Just as like a way station, like...
Right.
Like the train's coming on Wednesday and you're showing up with tobacco on Thursday. What the fuck? So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Handy.
Paid some bills today?
How do you feel about that?
It's all right, I guess. Last time I'll pay bills with the wife, probably. That's interesting.
Like, you had to say, hey, give me some money?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or you're using joint checkbooks still?
Still, yeah, both.
Both?
Yeah.
Put some money in the account? We got to pay these bills?
Yeah, the money's already there, but yes. Mm-hmm.
Clean that shit out, dude.
That's when I went to the bank to make a new account. They're like, can we get rid of that one? And I was like, no. And it's like, it's good because there's a lot of people that come in here and just clean it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. You guys pay bill on the phone or on the internet or by mail? And what's the fucking fastest, easiest?
Internet.
Is it internet?
Internet or wife. It's my method.
Wife was the good, was, well.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring up wife, but that's my primary method.
Yeah.
And then I'm not really sure what would happen if the primary method.
Well, my shit's apparently late with the wife method.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, that's why the wife is doing it. Because it would be late.
I kind of knew it was late, but I didn't realize it was late. And it
was it an important late or not important late?
Everything
that's
was late.
Session talk right there.
All bills were late, and they, like all bills, cable bills late, fucking electricity, water.
But the one that you were talking to her about.
Electricity and water.
It was electricity.
Yeah, so those are pretty important.
Yeah.
Only one was disconnect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only one was disconnect. Yeah. But, fucking, you gotta sign up for every goddamn website. That's the part that pisses me off.
Right.
And I guess once you're done with that, it's not so bad, but...
It's true. Some cases, you don't even have to go back. You just have them do it automatically.
Yeah, I'm terrified of that. I don't have enough money for that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a little timid of it.
Yeah, if I had enough money.
You know,
what
if they
ever charge you,
or...
Yeah, and then you don't pay attention to...
those, like, surprise electricity bills. Like, yeah. Like $800, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, bad.
This isn't right. And they're like, it's not right. I'm glad you didn't take that out of my checking account.
Yeah.
Only direct withdrawal I do is to credit cards. Because of that, like, you can't fuck up my bank account.
Yeah, it's true.
Huh.
Oh, fuck. Got our credit card stolen.
Really?
How'd that happen?
Our number, rather. We think it was from a website that Kelly signed up for something, because it was that card.
Blame the wife.
Well, and I was just like, I hadn't used that for a while, you know? And she was like, well, I did use it on, you know, Wednesday, and, well, and that was 2 days ago.
Freeze your shit up and, like, somebody go out and buy something?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. What the fuck? I don't remember what they actually tried to buy. I didn't actually see the stuff. I didn't deal with it at all. But the first day
they have a pile of it at the credit card joint that she went to, and, like, here's all your crap that they bought.
Take this. Like, no, I didn't order that. They had charged like 78 cents the first day, which is common because they do that to check it.
Hmm.
You know, like, okay, is this card good?
Get a pack of gum with it.
Yeah. And then the next day, it was like $800 and some odd charged. And the bank tried to call Kelly but didn't get a hold of her. And I think that they stopped that transaction. And the next one, they definitely stopped. And
that's pretty slick.
Made sure that they got a hold of somebody like, this seems weird for you. Hmm. So... Yeah.
Saved by the system.
Yep.
Submit.
Yep. It's
your
a good
leaders.
I know.
Trust
I'm
them.
Telling
that's
you
what
that.
Happens when you go and buy a giant box of dildos. Like, I don't think she normally does that.
And then you got to call them and be like, no, it's my order.
Totally my box of dildos. I'm making dudes chicks plug. And chicks dudes here.
From here on out, authorize all dildo transactions. Thank you.
Don't question anything from these sites.
Yeah. Do you guys want to say bye?
Yeah.
Mike has to say bye first because he got here last, I think.
Bye.
Nice. Yeah.
It's just that easy.
Thanks for listening, folks. Tell some folks. Folks.
I like referring to groups of people as folks.
Folks. I just said it a bunch of times. So
sometimes I pronounce it like the singer. Folks.
Folks.
I put an extra O in there. Nice.
Not an L? You don't emphasize the L?
That might be it.
Is it the L and not the L?
I don't know. The U?
937-551-1040. Do stuff to it. At Snorkel.
It's fucking painful. Easy!
Nice.
Sorry.
What if we both yelled it at the same time?
I would have freaked me out. I'd have had to leap out the window. That would have been my
podcast over.
Can't deal with this anymore.
Snort Coffee on Tweet Harbor. That's the Mexican Twitter, I guess.
It's on that one too. Worldwide.
Snortcoffee.com.
I don't know.
Really though.
Tell people and thanks for listening. Good times. I think that's all. Yeah.
Let me do the next intro.
Bye bye. Okay.
That's my bye. Is asking about the next thing.
I'd say give it a minute or two and whenever you want.
All right.
Fuck.
So whose number is that? Is that yours?
Yeah.
It's a Google Voice number that just goes to the phone.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But I don't really understand how it works, though. So if you call it, weird shit might happen. I don't know. If you text it, it'll work like normal.
Oh, that's cool. I always think about goofing, or, like, texting goofy shit.
You can totally text goofy shit.
I think people should do that.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it. Yeah. We just want to be noticed. That's all. That's all we want.
Look at me. Somebody. We won't judge you. Not like the others do.
Just confirm to us that we exist. That's all we want.
full.